Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
I'm just saying. All right. It's 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080.
That's an evil, evil giggle.
I'm not doing a damn thing. All right. Later on this hour, we got there. Richard Nunn for the WB going to be here about an hour away from Lycus as well. Oh, by the way, in response to repeated requests for more pictures, we put up an additional picture. If you go to rickemerson.com, there's a new picture on what we call the splash page, which means not the weblog, but actually just the base, the root page, rickemerson.com. It's a picture of it's a picture that Tim was not present for because he inexplicably left the building.
I thought I was done.
All right. Despite, I think, our instructions to the contrary. Anyway, so you'll have to mentally just project Tim into the picture because he took his Dalmatian and went home. Anyway, this picture of Matt and Christina and I at rickemerson.com. If you want to see, it's a pretty good picture, actually. It's got
it isn't too bad.
It's got the old hair, but we all look pretty much less horrid than we might normally. Going to get Dave and Mike here in a second. Rick, the perfect replacement for Christina will be a younger, blonder, less married female. Just be sure to hire her on a temp-to-hire basis, because you know Christina will grow quickly tired of helping customers at the gas and sip in Bend and beg to come back to work. Besides, how many kids are going to be taught when John shows up to work with alcohol on his breath? In all honesty, I only get to listen to the show from 2:05 to 3 on the drive home, but I'm rigging up a secret ham radio here in my cubicle to get it full time. Best of luck finding Kay's replacement. Faithful part-time, soon-to-be full-time listener, Jeremy. Ham radio.
So what was it, younger?
Jeremy,
blonder?
Just so you know, I'm just saying. That's a geek tell right there.
Ham radio?
Ham radio. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, you get new listeners any way we can get them. I'm just saying. In case anyone should ask.
Hey, I'm younger and blonder. And less married.
Only right now, because... But you got this rotating wheel of hair color, though.
I
don't even know what color your hair is, because it was red when you first came here, and then it was, like, really bright blonde, and now it's, like, dirty blonde, but it's still blonder than Christina's.
Yes,
it's all very...
Like red.
And I'm glad that you have darker hair at this point, because it's like, I couldn't even tell the two of you apart. Like, it would just be, you'd be like an Ashley and Mary-Kate thing over there. If you didn't
see, maybe you can get Sarah to grow out her hair
like
as well.
It'd be like a Dick Sargent, Dick York thing that we can just, like, play,
just
you know,
switch
just, yeah, just deal one of you in and remove the other one. Nobody will, just do it like Penn and Teller. Look over there. You just make the switch while nobody's paying attention. All right. Today, the part of Christina Carlson, played by Sarah Dillon. All right. It's 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. News in a moment. Also, Mike, who is a first-time caller. This is Dave in Forest Grove. What's up with you, brother? Dave. Dave. Et tu, Dave. Well, all right. In Hillsboro, Mike is a full-time, first-time caller. What's up?
Hey, I heard you were talking about Transformers. And
yes.
That was me that Marianne was talking about.
I'm sorry, what? That you were, huh? What?
I heard you were talking about Transformers a little while ago.
Yes,
and Marianne called in, said that she had a friend in the Transformers. That was me.
Okay, and so do you go to conventions?
Oh, yeah, I've gone to just about every one since 98.
All right. How old are you, if I can ask?
26,
so we're about the same age. Okay, so this is really like, I'd say this is now an actual affliction.
Yes, it is.
Now some sort of a pandemic that's spreading through all males my age.
The nostalgia is huge right now for this kind of thing, this and He-Man and whatnot.
Here's the thing is, I think with every generation, they get smarter and shrewder about how to market our own childhood back to us. Like, you know, it took them about 30 years to figure out how to sell stuff to baby boomers based on their faded youth, but they're doing it a lot faster with us. Like, I haven't even been out of high school only, but like 10 years, and they're already selling me, you know, like... They're already selling me like Starsky and Hutch crap, you know what I mean? So
well, yeah, it's like we all wanted it when we were kids, but we didn't have the money to go out and get it. Now
that's
we do,
exactly
and I think they know that.
No, that's exactly what it is. That's the defining trait. That's their whole leitmotif here, is selling us stuff that we wanted, that we pined for, but could not afford when we were growing up. That's exactly the case. That's exactly
that is,
the case.
And it's working because they're selling like gangbusters. You said you wanted an Optimus Prime?
Yeah.
They reissued it at Toys R Us and it sold out.
How much were they?
About $30.
But
they're restocking for the holidays, so you can still get one.
Excellent. All right, there you go. Your first time caller. How'd you discover the show?
I just got a call saying, wait, they're talking about you and Transformers on the radio.
Dude, well, you've got to become a listener now. See, no, you have no choice. You've got to take the blood oath and become a Rick Emerson listener.
I've heard you've been in passing, but I didn't hear anything that made me...
All right.
I was looking for something else, I guess.
All right.
But now I'll stop and I'll say, hey, I talked on the show. So
excellent. There you go, man. That's what I'm talking about. I got to spread the word. That's Mike in Hillsborough. All right, 1-800-727-5955. Let's quickly get Dave in Portland. What's up with you?
Hey, Rick. Look, I got a quick little thing on, dorks like me, considering I have a one-bedroom apartment, and I pretty much use... I have a futon, sleep in the front room. My room has been converted into, my Star Wars museum.
So your whole bedroom is displaying your Star Wars stuff, and you have to sleep outside of the main room.
Yeah. So pretty much here's a rule and a good trick to, meet women is... When you finally take them home, go to their house the first couple times.
Because you don't want them to see the Star Wars.
That way you kind of break them in early, maybe you're wearing a shirt, hey, look, Legos are cool,
And then they think you're just playful.
Yeah, and then you take them in there, and by this time they've seen you naked, so they're okay with that.
Well, and plus, that way if she sees the Legos or the Star Wars toys and kicks you to the curb, it's like you've already slept with them a couple times.
I was looking around, and I thought, I'm just a big dork, and then I come to think about it, my ex-wife, big into Resident Evil, plays a lot of vids, likes Star Wars. New girlfriend is bigger into Grand Theft Auto than I am.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, I'm glad I went to their house first.
Yeah, because like I said, that way if she freaks out, you've already punched your ticket a few times, so you know.
Exactly.
Excellent. That's what I'm talking about. That's Dave in Portland. All right. 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. We got Richard Nunn coming up here in a short while. Can we call Matt, by the way? Since you said that Matt has called you several times off the air already.
He has.
Well enough to call.
He sounds funny.
He always sounds funny. He's Matt. Well enough to call, well enough to come in. That's my motto. This is Tim Riley's in the KOTK newsroom.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
209, Tim Riley with news, brought to you by the 10 o'clock news. Tonight, scantily dressed young girls. It seems they're barely out of booties, and then they're in booty shorts. What's going on here? Fox 12 exposes underage and underdressed.
Oh, God.
Tonight only on the 10 o'clock news on Fox 12 Oregon.
Yeah, that makes the WB look like C-SPAN.
Hey, it could have been worse. Barely out of booties, now they're booty call.
Underage and underdressed. Could they be any more shameless?
I guess not. Anyway, let's find out what's happening here. A Lewis County boy may have rabies after being bitten by a squirrel he was feeding Cheetos to. The rodent died in a cage after being captured by the boy's grandfather. The carcass will be given an autopsy to learn if he died of the virus or maybe he was allergic to Cheetos.
I didn't know squirrels carried rabies.
Of course they do.
Does everything carry rabies? Do all mammals carry rabies? Can you get rabies from a cow?
I don't think a cow would bite anybody.
Well, no, but... Well, that's a good point. All right.
No. Well, they got those graze and fields and eat grass.
No, they got those flat herbivore teeth anyway.
Yeah.
All right.
Kennaway Corner. Chances are that mint flavor in your candy cane or your toothpaste comes from the Kennewick area. Bet you didn't know that. The director of the Washington Mint Commission, headquartered in that fair city, boasted about 70% of this nation's mint comes from Kennewick. And to celebrate, they're holding a new festival appropriately entitled The Mint Exposition.
Oh, God. In Kennewick?
Yeah.
Jesus, God. When is it?
Doesn't say.
Because I'm going to have to be there for Christmas. And it's just, can I just tell you this? And I know that small towns take a lot of pride in these sort of events, but it's like if you ever need definitive proof that you live in a hick town, it's because you have some festival ending in days. You know what I mean? Garlic days, chocolate days, mint days, formerly a slave trading state days, whatever it is. If you have a festival that ends in days, it's like the town sucks. All right? It's just proof. It's just absolutely, it's just a statement of fact. Did you hear that there's now Squirrel Appreciation Day in Kennewick after that squirrel bit through a power line and blew out the power to everybody like a couple weeks ago? It's just a hellish place. I got an email from our good friends in Porn Store Janitor, who are a Portland band that listen to the show when they're not playing the rock and the roll. The kids, they sent me an email last Thursday. I got this email, and the headline is "Porn Store Janitor Rocks Kennewick," and it's an email they were at some internet cafe apparently or something, and they sent me this email. They're like, "Dude, Rick, this is the dudes in Porn Store Janitor. We are playing Kennewick, Washington tonight and tomorrow. This place sucks. What should we do?" You know, and they're asking me for advice on how to rock a party up in Kennewick. And there's nothing. The only advice is leave. That's the only advice there is. Get out. So, Kennewick is bad. Stay away from it. It's horrible.
Huh? Well, the Kennewick area is actually ideal for mint production thanks to good soil, irrigation, and a workforce not afraid to get their hands dirty.
Good soil. It's radioactive. Maybe that makes the mint grow faster or something.
Maybe it cures cavities. Fresno County officials have stopped putting up hard-to-place foster kids in county offices. Now they're starting to find foster homes. The group homes sometimes refuse to take the more difficult children. That forces the county to put them in motels. They've earned the name Motel Kids.
Which is, seeing as how most of those children are probably conceived in motels by the hour anyway, that probably isn't a huge deal.
Right. The county quit renting motels last year, but ended up placing children on sofas in their downtown offices.
Oh, God.
But they wrecked the furniture.
Well, you're going to live on this couch now. Jesus. That's horrible.
An Ohio college student says her first credit card application was denied because somebody racked up $50,000 of debt in her name. She was shocked to find out who did it. It was her dad. The parents who botched their own credit are increasingly tempted to dip in their own children's credits, happening all the time.
How old is she?
About 20.
What kind of... Okay, well, she's 20. That's right. You see these like kids that are like 13, 14, have their own credit card, and it's typically girls. Like, you'd never give a 15-year-old boy a credit card. There's just no way. He's going to spend it all, and he's just going to buy guns and booze with that. You know what I mean? Well, you all probably... I can read you like a book. You probably had a credit card, like, at 16.
I actually didn't have my own credit card, but when I would go to the mall, sometimes if I begged my mom, she'd give me her credit card. And I could only spend a certain amount, but she'd give me her credit card.
See, and men don't do that. You know what men don't do? Men don't borrow credit cards from other people because it's girly. Men pay for things with cash. Men don't even like using checkbooks. Even using a checkbook feels a little effeminate. Men like to take out a roll of 20s and 10s. They're all stacked. They're all symmetrical. They're all facing the right way. They're preferably in some sort of an expensive-looking money clip. That's how men pay for things. Men don't like to use credit cards. Men like to pay for things with the green. And if you need a credit card, you don't borrow one from your mom. It's just something we don't do.
What about debit cards?
A debit card is okay because it's... I don't know. Because credit cards are just fundamentally female. You know what I mean?
Pay for it later.
No, because it's just because credit cards are very non-linear. Men are binary creatures. Men are linear creatures. You either have the money for the item or you do not have the money for the item. If you don't have the item, you know, the money for the item, you don't buy the item. You wait. Or you buy something smaller. You save up. You know, you do something, occasionally, very occasionally, I'm saying very occasionally, a man will do a layaway, but that's only if it's something some item that you plug into the wall that makes a whirring or grinding noise. That's the only time men don't lay away clothing.
Say, parents, all you need is your child's date of birth and social security number and get a credit card. Some are putting cable TV and utility bills in their kids' names. A man in Billings, Montana, has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for charging $12,000 in credit cards in his daughter's name. She pressed charges. Part of the Metro forecast for this afternoon. Sunny skies, highs in the mid-50s, clear tonight, lows only in the middle 20s, and sunny for the next few days. Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom, live around the world at KOTK.com.
All right, 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. You can also email us, rick@rickemerson.com. Coming up later on, we got the Like Us in about 50 minutes and Richard Nunn from the WB. Is that Matt?
I believe it is.
I can't tell. There's like this weird sun that's just started streaming in the window and it's glaring off the screen. Yo, Big M, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? Stop laughing at me.
How's the head?
Well, the right ear is fine, but magically the infection has kind of trickled through my sinuses into the left ear. So now my left ear is going through what my right ear went through last week.
How is your right ear doing?
My right ear is almost completely cleared up.
Okay, but your left ear is...
Now my left ear is completely infected, so...
How does it travel through your head?
I have no idea, really. But when I saw the doctor today, he said, well, that's not really as uncommon as you might think.
You're sure that you didn't just have some insect crawl into your ear and die?
It's very possible.
I mean, yeah. That seems like the only way. Maybe it was an insect that laid eggs inside your brain. That would explain it.
It's kind of like the Wrath of Khan. The whole thing just crawled inside.
Yeah, baby, that's what I'm talking about. Are you still in the Vicodin?
Oh, yeah. The Vicodin's the only thing getting me through. Yeah. So without the Vicodin, I'm not sleeping, so.
You and me both, friend. So Christina said you've been calling, like, nonstop all day off the air.
Well, that's not true. I called once early in the 12 o'clock hour to say, if you wanted my headphones, they're in my locker.
All right.
And then I called again a little while later to say if you wanted to talk to me, that you could give me a call, I'd be at home all day.
See, I mean, a more cynical host might say, well enough to call, well enough to be here. I mean, I'm just saying that that's not me who's saying that, but I'm, theoretically, there's somebody somewhere who might be me, who would say that.
You know, you might be wrong.
Okay. Is Mike gonna make you a little sassy?
You know, something's got to.
We got this. Rick, tell Matt that real men take Vicodin 750s. Matt is a lightweight. If he is taking anything less, the 750s would make you see God. And then he signs it to F. Matt with a full bottle of Vicodin.
This F. Matt could be sponsored by your business.
What Vicodin, what strength are these that you're taking?
I don't know. Let me check the bottle here real quick. I got the bottle here. It's, well, unfortunately, it appears that they're only 500s, but I am taking them two at a time, so it's kind of like 1,000.
Excellent. How many? You had 30. How many are left?
Six.
Excellent.
I got about 10, 12 left.
Okay. All right. When do you figure those are going to be gone? I'm guessing probably by the end of tomorrow you're going to be looking at an empty bottle.
And yeah, when you start, I got a refill on the prescription.
I was going to say, you start fiending. Don't come around here with a sharpened screwdriver. I'm not going to help you out.
That's all right.
You could just do what Brett Favre did when he was addicted. Brett Favre used to just swallow them, and then he would immediately just vomit them back up, and then so he could take them again. So
you're kidding me. Did he really do that?
He really did. That might work out. I was talking to Ian Gordon about this, because Ian, when he effed up his foot a few months ago, Ian, they totally gave him a bottle of, like, here's 500 Vicodin, and with three refills. They just gave him, like, more than he could ever possibly use. And Ian came in here, and he just had the most blissful smile on his face. Just walked around every day, Ian, your head's on fire. Yeah, what are you going to do? You know, just, like, didn't even care about anything. Just walking, you know, hey, Ian, we're docking your pay by 50% this week. Yeah, no, just wandering off to the kitchen to eat something. Didn't care about anything. So you ought to bring some of those to Uncle Rick.
Okay, no problem. Let me get my refill and you can have some.
So you're gonna be in tomorrow?
I think so. As long as the swelling's gone down a little bit more today. So as long as it's continuing on that downward trend, I'll stick with it and I'll be in tomorrow.
How far can you open your mouth?
I can open it quite a bit further if I pop a couple Vicodin, because then it doesn't really hurt. But without like sending shooting pains into my ear, maybe a quarter of an inch.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, try not to have the infection spread anywhere else.
I'm hoping, man. I don't know where the hell else it's going. It's already been in both ears. So.
All right. Well, we'll catch you tomorrow, hopefully, then.
All righty.
All right. There you go. There's Matt. All right. Matt's on the V train. All right, 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. So it's like, I don't know, I've never taken a... Here's the thing, here's the reason I don't take Vicodin, because I just know, it's like I would just become an addict instantly. You know what I mean? I would become addicted, like, overnight. I had some Loratab one time, and that was like, you've never felt that good in your life, you take some Loratab. And fortunately, there were only two left in the bottle. And they weren't mine. They belonged to this girl I was dating, and it's like, and I'd screwed up my back or something. We'd moved, and I'd like lifted a box, and I'm all with the pain. And she has, and I'm like, oh, my back hurts. She's like, well, do you want a painkiller? And I'm like, well, yeah. She gives me the Loratab, and it's like, your whole day, it's like you're just wrapped in little white clouds of happiness. You know what I mean? You're just floating through life on a flaming pie. You're just floating down a pink cotton candy river. You know, beneath, you know, rainbow falls. I mean, it's unbelievable. You feel like you're in the middle of the Sgt. Pepper album or something all day. You don't care about anything. And there was only two left in the bottle, and I totally would have consumed, like, if there'd been 50, I would have consumed 50. I would have just taken as many as there were. So, it's probably just as well that those aren't here. All right. We got Richard Nunn from the WB coming up here in a short while. Like us about 40 minutes from now. 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. It's a Rick Emerson show. Stay there. Talk to 1080 KFTK. Don't go anywhere.
Live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, Sarah and or Christina, name that video game tune. Oh, come on.
I know.
Even you.
No.
Even you have to know that.
No clue. Is it a Tetris one? No.
Was it the old gray Nintendo box? Because that's the last Nintendo I had. Was it a game on that?
Oh, get out of my sight.
What was it?
I'm not going to tell your ass. You don't... No. You have to earn. I'm no longer giving you a free hall pass to the library of pop culture literacy.
But of being a dork?
You're no...
Oh.
Somebody's asking not to share in the Vicodin. All right, here's... Who the hell is doing this?
I'm going to try and give it another shot.
Yeah, great.
Okay.
All right, here's Sarah Dillon with you. Traffic.
Okay, I'm...
Fisher Communications.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
2:27, Tim Riley with news, brought to you by Radio Shack. Why wait till after Thanksgiving to gobble up great deals when you can shop right now and save big at Radio Shack? Beat the rush and enjoy great savings on video, audio, and more now at Radio Shack. The feds still haven't decided what to do with the Mustang Ranch. It's been 3 years since they seized the infamous Nevada brothel. The owners and manager have been convicted in a federal fraud and racketeering trial, so the ranch was forfeited. There was one plan to turn the Mustang Ranch into a real ranch for real Mustangs. That idea was dropped. Now the Bureau of Land Management has decided to do some soliciting on its own for some suggestions of what to do with the property that was the site of Nevada's first lethal bordello. An agency spokesman says one thing is certain. There won't be any more prostitution there. Other than that, he says the government is keeping an open mind. Portland Metro forecast for the rest of this afternoon. Sunny skies, highs in the mid-50s, clear tonight. Lows dipping down into the bone-chilling 20s. Sunny again tomorrow, and sunny all the way through the holiday weekend, so that is good news. Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
What?
You still never told us what that song was.
I'm not going to tell your ass.
You're really not going to tell me?
I figured out what it was.
What is it?
Ms. Pac-Man.
Okay, it's not Ms.
Mrs.
anything. It's not
Ms. Pac-Man.
It's not Ms. Pac-Man. It's Pac-Man.
Oh.
There is a... Ms. Pac-Man.
Well, Kristen from accounting was the one who called in and told me that.
Yeah, well, Kristen's screwed.
Anyway, Kristen.
Well, I mean, I suppose it's Ms. Pac-Man in the sense that Ms. Pac-Man is just Pac-Man with a freaking bow. You know what I mean? That it, Pac-Man... Can I just tell you this? Let me talk about Ms. Pac-Man for just a moment. We were talking about video games earlier. There's a whole class of video game invented just to keep your girlfriend occupied while you're playing Battlezone. All right? There's a whole list of video games that exist only to occupy women while men are playing Space Invaders. These games are in no particular order. Ms. Pac-Man, which is really the most insidious because, again, it is just Pac-Man with a bow and a beauty mark. No difference. So women play that while men are playing, you know, like a Tempest or something. And then also, here's another game that women play, Frogger. Frogger's a game devised simply to keep women occupied while men are playing Star Wars. Also, and for some reason, women play Centipede, too, and I've never figured out what that was about. I think it's because there's pastel colors in it, but women play a lot of Centipede, again, while men are playing, you know, like Mach 3 or Dragon's Lair or something. All right. Rick, tell Matt that real men take 1,000 milligrams of Vicodin with 10 milligrams of Xanax and then chase it with a 12-pack and a shot of Absolute. Then you sit around and look at porn. F. Matt with the Betty Ford Clinic.
This F. Matt could be sponsored by your business.
All right. 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. We're going to get the Richard Dunn for the WB in just a moment. This is Chris. You're on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. What's up?
Hey, Rick. The baby's been driving me nuts, man. My hours are all messed up, so I missed Friday's show.
Uh-huh.
And I get the email that says Christina's confirmed she's leaving.
It's true.
Oh, man, it throws off my whole schedule because I'm supposed to be leaving for Disneyland on the 6th.
Uh-huh.
And I'm supposed to be sleeping all day so I can drive all night. Now I have to stay awake all day so I can listen to Christina's last show.
Well, I mean, if she would agree to stay longer than the 6th, we wouldn't have to worry about that.
Yeah, what can you do?
Let's all stare at Christina for a moment. You can just do it in spirit, Chris.
Okay.
Okay, hold on, we're staring.
Can we blink?
Yeah.
Okay,
now make puppy dog eyes.
No, you can't do that.
Now put out your lower lip Clinton style.
No, I refuse to look at you. I really do.
You will look at me.
No, I really will not.
These are the droids you are looking for. All right, see, I don't know if it's going to work. All right. Yeah,
well, Rick,
see?
I got a plethora of stuff for you here.
Okay.
You were talking about the G.I. Joes and the
yes.
Transformers. They're all back. I have three boys now. They're all back in style. They all have new cartoons on the Cartoon Network.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting side note, GoBots was actually bought by Transformers.
Really? So that's sort of a Coke just purchasing Pepsi kind of a thing.
And they use it as their preschool division.
Ah, so they've diversified.
Yes, they made it their preschool area.
Excellent.
Transformers. Video games. It was a perfect segue with talking about Donkey Kong and Pac-Man. I have been this weekend just completely enthralled because I found an emulator on the computer.
Emulators are great. For those of you who don't know what it is, an emulator is a thing you download from the internet, and it tricks your PC into pretending that it's like a Nintendo or a Super Nintendo or an Atari 2600. And so you can then download these things called ROMs and play like the original Atari 2600 games exactly as they were on your computer.
And I found one single entry on Kazaa had the emulator and 600 Nintendo games.
Yeah, baby. And they got everything, too. They got the NES, the Super NES. They got even the real obscure stuff, like the Atari Jaguar or whatever the hell that thing was.
And the brand new stuff, because I just got the brand new Metroid game for Game Boy Advance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm playing that right now on my computer.
I'm telling you, man, what did we do before the internet? I wasn't even alive before the internet, but I was walking around. I mean, I had a pulse, but I wasn't living.
And being Mailman Chris, can I put my two cents in on Christina's replacement?
Yes.
Okay, well, being that she has much love for the mailman, or at least a mailman,
yes,
got to give props to Sarah. Got to give my props to Sarah for filling the job.
Why? Now, what does it have to do? What does being a mailman have to do with Sarah?
Well, Sarah's got the love for the mailman.
Do you have mailman love?
do you remember Bob?
Justin, your boyfriend?
Yes, Justin. Yes. He himself is a mailman.
Let me understand this. So
when
he's not kicking out the jams in his punk band, he's kicking out the mail. He's when he's not delivering the funk, he's delivering catalogs.
The mail, yeah.
Well, that's exciting. All right, so just as like a left-handed prop to mailmen, you support Sarah.
Well, no, this is not just that. Sarah totally kicks ass. If Christina's got to go, who better to fill it? I mean, I'm sure Jolie would do a good job, as would anyone else that you hire. But, you know, if you got to hire a young, beautiful woman, might as well be...
So if we've got to go,
I love you.
If we've got to go with a hot chick who looks a lot like Christina, it should be Sarah,
it
is what you're saying.
Sarah.
All right, excellent. There you go. There's Chris. 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-30. And my hands are tied. All right, let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show our colleague from the WB, meteorologist Richard Nunn. What's up with you, man?
I'm still staring at Christina in spirit.
Yeah, okay, well, let's talk about some things in spirit. First of all, you were supposed to be here today, I thought, for the noon news hour. Not in spirit, but actually, like, in fact.
I was going to, and you know that I would never bump you unless it was really important, but I have an invitation to come down and do a weather remote at quite possibly the happiest place in the holidays on Earth.
Which is?
The Honey Baked Ham Company!
Yeah, and that's where exactly?
Wood Bear!
Oh, God.
Woo! We're at the Woodburn Company stores. Going to the Honey Baked Ham Company.
Jesus Christ. Isn't that right by the Smucker's plant?
It could be right next door to Smucker's and in between Eddie Power and Polo or something. I'm not sure.
Now, I'm unclear about how... Do they raise pork here or something?
It's a special type of pre-sliced pork, yes. Spiral cut. I don't know how they do it. It probably means, you know, being raised in a small box with guitar strings drawn tightly across your body.
All right, and so for what possible reason are you doing a remote from a ham factory?
Well, it is the holidays, and what says holiday better than a sweet spiral cut holiday ham from the Honey Baked Ham Company?
Do you find this embarrassing at all or degrading when you have to say, hey, it's Richard Nunn, meteorologist from a ham factory?
He led a big hokey pokey competition.
That's right. Yeah. You were at the world's largest hokey pokey, right?
There you go. See, I've already hit my low. No, this is a step in the right direction. This is going away from the hokey pokey.
So now, today's just, you're just hokey today. Yeah, all right. What is there, what are you actually doing? You don't have to be in a gutting room or something, do you?
No, I'm not quite sure what we're doing. I haven't stepped foot in the door yet, but when they told me that I was going to get a honey-baked ham of mine to carry home with me, I couldn't say no.
Yeah, because
so actually, I sold you out, Rick, because I wanted that sweet, tasty pork goodness.
Sold me out for some process-shaped pork.
Oh, no, it's got a bone in it, so it's real pork.
That's okay.
It's not like Spam that's been coated.
No, of course.
This is real top-quality product.
No, that's okay. There seems to be the month for selling Rick out for a handful of baubles and trinkets. I'm looking in your direction, Christina. So, all right.
First, my eyes well up every time I think about Christina leaving.
Telling you, man, it's just, there's no love anymore. There's no dedication. You know, when I was coming up, as the kids say, you know, I was all about devotion to the job. I was all about giving it the, you know, going, giving 150%, showing up to play. But no, it's just like a hobby to the kids.
I showed up to play.
Oh, please.
Come on.
Your heart was never in it, obviously. Obviously, you were planning to dump me from way back.
I don't know.
No, you were never in this for the long haul.
Well, that's why.
I see that clearly now.
In retrospect.
The shoes were tight, but they were always loose on the foot.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, well, never mind. I don't want to say what it is. But it's like, I don't know. You know what it is? It's like when you get invited to somebody's house for dinner, but you secretly bring along a peanut butter sandwich wrapped in a bag in your pocket in case they serve something you don't like. You've got something better. Clearly, I was, you know, the pot roast, and Ben is the peanut butter. So, that's all right. Anyway, so are you now, when are you going to make this up to us and actually be in the studio?
What are we doing Thursday night? Thursday's Thanksgiving, isn't it?
You know, we're going to be here on Thanksgiving.
You're going to be there on Thanksgiving.
We're
going
to be here working, and not only are we going to be working.
All of us, including me, who says that you're written, you know, I haven't written you off. I will be here on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no, all right.
The night before Thanksgiving, I'm going out to a bachelor party.
Excellent.
On Wednesday night. And Tuesday night is that blind date thing that we're doing down at Stefano's.
Uh-huh.
So those are two long nights, back-to-back, hardcore partying.
Yeah, so where's the bachelor party at?
The bachelor party is going to be all over. Who knows how many of the gentlemen's clubs we will find ourselves in.
Do you have a preferred order you hit the strip clubs in?
I have preferred dancers at different clubs, but no, I go where the party is.
They all have names like Sable and...
Yeah, well, yeah.
What's your favorite dancer's name?
You're putting me on the spot. I'm going to have to say Janai from Sassy's.
Janai from Sassy's.
Yeah.
Is Sassy's a strip club? That sounds like a singles bar. Because singles bars are always like scamps, tramps, you know, shooters.
Well, she is a natural beauty.
Yes.
Through and through. And if Sonic, that would be from the A-Crop if she's still there.
The A-Crop.
Yeah, well, that's what all the cool kids call it.
Like say J-Lo. All right, excellent. Well, the point is, on Thanksgiving, because Rick Emerson cares, we're all going to be here, and we're not only going to be doing our show in fine fashion as normal. For the people out there that have to work, they're going to be listening. We're going to be cooking up tofurkey and corn, which is fungus shaped into the form of a turkey.
Oh, that's right.
So
I might have to steal away and make it there.
See, what else are you going to be doing on Thanksgiving? You don't eat. You don't have Thanksgiving dinner at noon.
Recuperating, but actually we're doing a brunch. And if I can get through that, I will promise you that I will be there for the noon to 1 o'clock hour.
A brunch? Men don't eat brunch.
Oh, and you know what? I'm cooking for the brunch.
You're cooking
three quiches.
You're screwing with me.
No, I'm making three.
Remember, he's like a chef, like a.
You can make a chef, but you can't make quiche. Jesus God. Do I have to teach guys everything? First of all, the only time you go to brunch is if it's a champagne brunch with a girl who you need to get sauced. That's the only reason.
And we're going to have Bellinis. We're making fresh squeezed peach juice to go into the champagne. So instead of mimosas, it's like a mimosa except it's with peach juice.
When you buy the peaches, does it come with a pair of panties for you to put on? Does it come with...
I've never seen the Glengarry movie, so, by default, last night's conversation, I still have no penis. It's in a closet somewhere.
Like needles, it feels. Oh, Jesus God. All right. Well, okay, so bottom line me here. Are you going to show up on Thursday or not?
I promise you I will be there in my best fashion that I can possibly be there.
Let me ask you this. What do I get to do to you if you don't show up on Thursday? I got to put what Tony Robbins calls external leverage on you now. If you don't show up on Thursday, what do I get?
God, that's a tough one. Nate, any clues here?
I think, let me ask you this. I'm saying this.
Is there anything you can do?
I'll do this for you right now. I'll promise you this. See, if you tell me you're going to be here on Thursday, well, I'll tell you this. If you are not on the show on Thursday... Let's say this. If you do not show up on Thursday, you owe me 15 push-ups at a time and place of my choosing.
All right, that sounds good.
And you must give me those push-ups at any time I demand them, in any amount that I demand them until they're gone.
Are these Marine-style push-ups?
These are Marine. You can't do girl push-ups. No, get on your knees. You don't have to do them on your knuckles, but you can't be kneeling it.
All right, I will be there just to save myself from having to do unneeded push-ups.
All right, what's the forecast going to be?
Forecast is looking great through the Thanksgiving holidays. In fact, if thing holds true as we move into even the weekend following Thanksgiving, it's still going to be a lot like what we have now.
Is that the end of your forecast?
That's the end of my forecast.
All right, excellent. All right, well, we'll see you on Thursday.
See you Thursday.
All right, there you go, weasel. All right, it's Richard Nunn from the WB. He's funny. He's not going to be here. He's either going to show up at like 12 o'clock, and he'll be here for like 12 minutes, and he's going to leave, or he'll show up at 2:50. One or the other. He's not the love. He fakes it. All right, it's 1-800-727-5955. All right, we got more, including, is this Vicodin information?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got Vicodin knowledge on the way. And do we have a thing there? All right. So we got Vicodin knowledge on the way. We got more of your phone calls. We got Lycus in about 20 minutes. Don't go anywhere. It's 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. You can also email us, rick at rickemerson.com. Don't go anywhere. It's Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. Back in a flash. Stay there.
KOTK.
All right, push-ups are going to be the new currency of the Rick Emerson Show.
I don't like that.
Somebody, I don't. At this point, you know, the amount I care about what you like is diminishing on a daily basis. I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm just saying.
That was a little rude.
I'm not trying to be rude. I'm saying I got to be. Some of us are in this for the long haul. I got to think. I got to look forward. I got to be always looking forward. So I'm saying I like the idea of the push-ups as universal currency on the show.
Well, maybe it's good that I am leaving, so.
So next time, Matt, don't say that. It's not true. It's not good that you're leaving, but I've got to, I'm trying to be adult. I'm trying to be realistic about this. I'm just saying the next time Matt loses a bet or something, it's push-ups, baby.
See, that would be funny.
What it is. All right, here's someone. Who's doing the traffic?
Yeah, I'm gonna try.
You got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. The lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll-free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, subject line of this email, Oh, the Humanity. Best subject line ever. Rick, how could you let that fine POA, I mean wonderful, beautiful woman, Christina, slip through your fingers and back into the arms of that loser husband of hers? Don't you see? She is begging for you to snatch her up in your arms, profess your undying love for her, and tell her you would give everything she has ever dreamed if only she were to stay and be forever yours.
When did you turn into that voice?
The dialogue just calls for it.
It really does.
I used to have a soap opera bed. I wish we still had that. This would be the appropriate time to use it. There is still a glimmer of hope. 2 short weeks is all you have to make her see the error of her ways. John the Drunk, that's all capitalized, by the way, will only bring her heartache and pain. He will have her tagging along in his coattails, following him to the next job in the next godforsaken town, time after time after time. Please, Rick, I beg you, show Christina how a real man would treat her. Show her that she doesn't have to come home every day to the in-law's house, only to find her worthless, unemployed husband playing Grand Theft Auto and drunk to the point of incoherence. Do us all a favor, and then in all caps, don't let her go. We all love her as much as you do. Peace out, Josh in McMinnville. Just going to let that one go without
the whole him being drunk thing. I missed something.
Christina, would you care to field that one?
I don't know that I'd care to field it, per se, but John has been doing a little bit of boozing as he's been home.
Often is noon at like as early as like noon.
No, I don't know.
Oh, come on. You went home at like 2:30 or 3 o'clock one day, and he was not drinking, but was already, like had been drinking
yeah,
already.
Yeah, he was like finishing the beer.
It wasn't beer, it was Jack Daniels.
It was Jack Daniels.
At like 3 in the afternoon, he had already drunk it.
How quickly
which
I forget.
Means you're starting earlier, which means you're starting at like noon, 1, so. And that's not my, that is simply a recitation of the facts as I know them. I am not attempting to undermine your marriage. I'm simply saying that that's the deal. Kristen, you're on Hot Talk Tonight, KOTK. What's up?
Hey, Rick, how you doing?
What do you got?
Lortab is Vicodin.
Really?
Yeah.
It's
a different brand name.
Oh,
hydrocodone is the generic form of Vicodin.
I got to keep you around. What are you, like a physician's desk reference or something?
Oh, I take that stuff for chronic pain.
Really?
Tell Matt I pay $5 a piece for those suckers if he wants to sell his refill. I'm seriously, I take them medicinally.
I can't be the conduit. Completely
it's
a felony.
That would be wrong, right?
Yeah, that would be wrong and would imprison me. And that's why I know you
we
were just kidding. But let me tell you this, that if Lortab are Vicodin,
uh-huh.
Then let me I understand why people take Vicodin, because, man, Lortab.
Oh, it's killer. It's the best.
That's like, and that is why I don't, you know, that's why I just don't take painkillers or anything. Like,
I know,
there,
it's too good.
Just, I'll just sit there and just take the Tylenol. It's like, what happened? Well, I put a railroad spike through my hand. And I'll just take Bufferin, because anything else is just too good, you know?
I know this guy who will take a handful of them and just down them with a bunch of Jack Daniels. And I mean, this guy, he's not right to begin with. But,
right. But
I mean, they're a wicked little drug.
Excellent. Drug. Andrew, you're on Hot Talk 1080 KFTK.
Hey, Rick, how's it going? Hey, since we've come to terms with Christina leaving, we've got to start talking going away party. Public, private, and what venue?
Yeah.
Call that one over.
I'm a big fan of that. You got me. I'm there. Preaching to the choir, I'm convinced. All right. Apparently, Richard Nunn's having himself a little soiree. Maybe you can go along and give Sashay or whatever her name is some rolled up ones, Christian. Have you ever been to a strip club in your life?
No, I have not.
Oh, come on. You can't die.
You act like you're surprised. Come on.
Do you want to... Christina, don't, when it comes time to die, feel that you have not lived.
Right.
You need to go to the woods and live deliberately. To drink deep and suck out all the marrow of life. At strip clubs, with me. All right, we'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
Call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
It's 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. We got the... So is Matt back tomorrow, we think?
In theory. Well, you heard him. He said that he was planning on coming in tomorrow, but he may not be here, so...
Yeah, but... Oh, he was high as a kite. Who knows? Who knows what his deal is? It's you can never trust... Never... What is that line from Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas? You can turn your back on a man, but never turn your back on a drug. It's like Lara's getting up. She's off the junk. She's decided she's quitting caffeine. And those people are always a lot of fun to be around. It's always a ball to be around somebody who's decided to quit caffeine. In fact, this weekend on Friday, not only is she off the caffeine, but we were hanging out with a friend of ours who's just quit smoking. And that's even more fun, too. Because, you know, that's like the, how are you? Fine! You know, just everything is like immediate. Like, you know, I am one exposed viscera. And it's, everything is like one big, huge, throbbing nerve ending. It was a blast, so, in any event. All right, so, he'll theoretically be back tomorrow. We want to thank, the hell are we thanking today? We want to thank Jenna and Barbara, the Bush twins. Twins. George Clooney, CNN Radio's Pat Sinclair, John Leguizamo, Jolie from the front desk of defense, now the hostess of How Chicks Think. Who put Matthew Peterson up there?
I did.
Matthew Peterson, Richard Nunn from the WB. The Rick Emerson Show is produced today by Sarah Dillon for Hot Talk 1080 KFTK. News director there over in the newsroom, it's Tim Riley, and in the executive producer's chair today, it's Christina Carlson, who did a fine job today. We got Lycus coming up in about 8 minutes. We got Phil Henry coming up at 7 o'clock, followed by John and Jeff. We will see you again tomorrow at noon. As always, don't let the bastards grind you down. We'll see you for the KFTK Noon News Hour in 21 hours. Thank you for listening. Bye.